The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Really, but baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this bell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Ah, what a great song. Baby, it's cold outside. Come on. Ah, we're not supposed to play that. You can't say this. You can't say that. Joe on the radio. Good morning. 8:06 on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970. TheAnswer.com. Frankie's here. Albert's here. Debbie's here. I mean, really. And then we got a list of songs that are questionable from our buddy Border Fox. We love you. I know he's on his, he's a big construction worker in New York, and he listens to the show all the time. He keeps AM970TheAnswer.com on his phone as he's operating and making New York into the beautiful city that it is. So we appreciate that. But here's what Border Fox said. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Now, is that infidelity? I mean, you can't say that, right? Subjecting minors to infidelity like that. And the Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire pollution, you can't do like folks dressed up like Eskimos. I mean, now is that racist toward the Eskimos, right? Like I said, didn't I say that in Ebony and Ivory? I said, yeah, Eskimos, life's an Eskimo pilots, take a bite. And then Eddie Murphy says that Stevie Wonder, that could be offensive to Eskimos. And then I say, as Frank Sinatra, who cares? They don't buy records. I said, oh, see, but you could joke back in the day. You can't say anything today. Holly jolly Christmas, white Christmas. Hey, man, why is it a white Christmas, man? I mean, look at this. You could go through everything that we do in our life, and it could be politically incorrect, and it's ridiculous, you know? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. I mean, come on. I mean, forget it. But can we just enjoy the holidays and not worry about every? But I go to the base of the matter. What is the base of the matter? They want to take everything that's anything that has to do with the United States of America, shred it up, rip it apart, take it away, and then start all over again. I mean, I can't give you a better explanation than that. They just want to take everything away. They're offended by everything. And if you have, then what do you got? You got something better? You know what something better is supposed to be? Socialism. That's what they're trying. And socialism has failed again and again and again. Yeah, this is what they want to put, I guess, and just wipe out everything we believe in. But we ain't going down, are we? So, honey, baby, it's cold outside. And baby, it is cold outside. But speaking of a socialism, I don't understand how General Motors closes those plants. Mary Barra is the CEO of General Motors, and she was on Fox Business yesterday. She defended the company's decision to cut, and we'll get into the George H.W. Bush funeral and everything else we got to talk about today. Bernard Currick coming up in just a little while. We're going to talk about Saudi Arabia with the commissioner. But the CEO, see, I'm a General Motors guy, and I buy General Motors. But when they do this, I don't want to buy General Motors anymore. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I buy General Motors. Why? Because it's an American company. Buy American. I like to buy American. You know what, though? They make the parts in China. They put the car together in Canada and all over. And I love China and I love Canada. But you know what? Can we make it in America? Not only that. And then we bail them out. We bail them out under the Obama administration, General Motors. Remember that? Remember that? Then, now, General Motors is going to cut 15% of its salaried workforce in North America, adding that the automakers, reading from Fox News here, adding that the automakers' focus right now is on its workers and ensuring that GM is in a position to lead in a rapidly changing auto industry. This is wrong. She said, we need to make sure that General Motors is around for the next several decades. Well, how about building the plants in America, bringing it back into America, concentrating on everything in the cities, around the United States and making it there? What did she say here? Oh, they're going to try to put the GM factories around the country. Meantime, Frankie Five Boroughs, she's moving them out of the country. Isn't that what they said? They're moving some of them out?
Yes, that's right. I mean, you're talking, I believe, thousands of jobs ultimately here.
I know. And I don't want to sound like Bernie Sanders, but it's an American company. It should stay in America. How does she do this with a straight face? I mean, really? After we bail them out, shouldn't they have a responsibility to keep the jobs in the United States of America?
Yes. And shame on all of our policymakers that agreed to a bailout without that precondition.
Yeah, good for you. You're absolutely right. It's a great, under the Obama administration, they said, oh, bailout, and said, well, you don't want to bail out General Motors? Seriously? And people were all against that. The bailouts, the entitlement programs for the big corporate America. And this is exactly what corporate America does. Boom, right back in your face. And we're moving out. Thanks for the money. We're taking off now. They should not be allowed to do this. And you should. And so there was no caveat in that agreement, apparently, Frankie Five Boroughs.
No, nothing.
Oh, my Lord. And that, so now I guess this is just going to happen. But the president called Barra and said, hey, you can't go anywhere. So let's hope the president, puts her feet to the fire, because I thought we went through this when President Trump was elected. We said we're going to keep the companies here. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she's leaving. And you don't think they planned this for years, Frankie Five Boroughs? I don't trust the corporate guy. The corporate greed in the country, that's the one thing I understand when the Democrat socialists go after the corporate greed.
I don't think it's a Democrat socialist thing. I because Donald Trump, was a very articulate advocate.
Yeah.
For,
good point. Sure.
Not letting these companies outsource American jobs. It's a pro-America thing. It has nothing to do with socialism. It's pro-America.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how she gets away with it. That's a big story, and that's way down on the list that people aren't even talking about. Please don't let that go away, because that is very... That just annoys the heck out of me, because I'm one of those Buy America guys, and I don't understand, and I'll say it once, I say it 1,000 times. I don't know how. And as I talk to you in the morning, and it's so frustrating here, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Commissioner Kerrick will join us, and you're always welcome to join us, 877-970-2999. But I don't know how they go. They don't really turn around and go to Nike. Go to Nike. But Nike, to me, is so offensive how they put Colin Kaepernick as a spokesperson. See, we forget about all that stuff, right? Now, Kaepernick's a spokesperson. This guy, and this is the guy that wears socks that depict police officers as pigs. And yet he's going to be the spokesperson for Nike? And then he does ads for Nike? I am so puzzled by that. Now, why all the Democrats and the Republicans should join together and say, you know what, Nike? Put their feet to the fire. Have them make the sneakers. Just some ancillary Nike products in the inner cities of the United States of America. Tim Cook, I buy all my Apple products now. And I got, by the way, I got to get a couple more computers. Apple computers. Al, you'll be here. Happy to hear that, right? Because all I do is complain about it.
Just keep wasting your money.
I know. But I buy them. Yeah. Meantime, they make them in China. Tim Cook, and I keep hearing, Apple's coming to America. When? You need these big companies. And I think once they come into the United States and start manufacturing here, hey, I'll pay $20, $100 more. I don't care. Make them in America. And they won't do it. And they just get away with it. I wish the politicians would join together in this regard, in this what we like to call America First policies of the president. They're letting it slip away, and it's all about globalism. And that's another thing. Please don't let that slip in. When they say socialism and they say free this, free that, you know what, too? It's globalism. They have no America First policy, and I think that is as dangerous. We will lose the country If it's not America first, we will lose the country. Piscopo ranting, but I think I got a point. 877-970-2999, 14 after 8 o'clock. Let me go to Glenn in Queens. Glenn, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. You remember the song 1956, 57, I think the Four Lads, standing on the corner, yeah, watching all the girls go by.
Sadly, well, I remember
that
song.
I think you should read.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be a good skit if the performer sang it, like, yeah, on the Ed Sullivan Show, mm-hmm, and at the end, a bunch of girls in crew cuts point him out to the police, and he's taken away in handcuffs.
Hey, Glenn, wait, stay with me for a second. Glenn, are you the Glenn that actually hung out with Jimi Hendrix?
Yes.
Forgive me. We'll get to the
news. A lot of people. I don't want to say who I know.
I told my son, who just idolizes the music of Jimmy, man. So I got to ask you, because you told me this before. So you hung out with Hendrix in Midtown Manhattan back in the day. What was this after? After the Experience record? Which? Give me an album so I know what time to do a Hendrix record.
Well, I met him when the Electric Ladyland album had come out. I told him.
Wow.
I love that album. It reminds me of Curtis Mayfield. And he says, well, yeah, I like Curtis Mayfield. And then he goes on right away to say, repeat, they try to put you down. They try to put you down, man. They try to put you down. In other words, I think he was saying that if you're good, you better know it yourself, because nobody else is going to tell you.
So, but then you hung out with him. So he was a pretty good grounded guy. He seemed like a decent gentleman, Jimi Hendrix.
Very gentle. Except I got a dirty look from him when I started the conversation by saying, do you know Carmen? Because I had danced with her at this place.
And Carmen
and she was telling me, well, she was one of these groupies at the time. And she was a girlfriend of Mitch.
Don't mess with Jimmy's girlfriends. That's a look you got from Jimmy. All right. I wouldn't mess with Jimmy.
But I got over that. Well, you know, when we spoke music, Eric Burdon was hanging out that night.
Stay with me. If you're listening, stay with me and forgive me. This is my 60s, man. You hung out with Eric Burdon from the Animals as well, with Hendrix?
I didn't say anything to Eric Burdon. I was talking with Hendrix's engineer. I forget his name right now.
Yeah, that Ernie guy. I remember.
He went up and jammed on the bass.
Wow.
He played the bass that night at 2 in the morning.
Where were you, Glenn? Where were you?
That was Steve Paul's scene. 46th Street and 8th Avenue, the northwest corner.
Man.
It was a basement place. The Chambers Brothers were always there.
Oh, my God. Where was I? I was aboard. Listen, we got to move on to news. But, Glenn, God bless you, brother. Call again, because I love touching on that. I don't want to bore anybody, but that is great, great history. Forgive me. Now, Mike, the baby boomers may remember. The Chambers Brothers, Eric Burdon, the Animals, and Jimi Hendrix, and this guy Glenn is hanging out. Glenn, thank you for the call, brother. Oh, in my glory, Frankie Fibros, I'm so sorry. If Al ran into Robert Goulet, he would feel the same exact way. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely right. Also, earlier, Joe, by the way, I mentioned that James Grant, who's on trial right now, was a detective. He is actually a deputy inspector.
Wow, you're really off today.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, for two.
One I corrected almost immediately.
Right.
The other one,
Toronto regrets the error.
Thank you, Trish Bauman, for the correction.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the guy's name? It's Ulysses S. Grant. What's
his Ulysses S. Grant. No telling where he'll be buried.
The thoughts, prayers, and speech of Frank Morano in no way reflects the management of AM 970. The Answer.
We're talking about some Inspector General. We're talking about Jimi Hendrix and the Chambers Brothers. Hey, this is it. We are a cutting edge show. We're a cutting edge show. And don't forget about the Dave Clark 5 coming up pretty soon.
That's right.
Go to weather.
Hey. Coming at you.
Hey, Al, tell me about the Island of Lost Toys. That's a great story.
Oh, the Island of Misfit Toys. Well, it's a great scene in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, you mean in Denmark, apparently.
What happened?
Where they want to... I'm trying to find the story here. Denmark, let's see.
Migrants were coming in. They said, migrants can't come in. We're going to put you in an island.
That's correct. Apparently, Denmark has struck a deal to move unwanted migrants to a remote island about 2 miles offshore.
And this is a bad thing, right?
Joe, come on. This uninhabited island was once used for contagious animals. This is as part of a growing anti-immigration agenda. Danish immigration minister of the center-right Venstre Party wrote on Facebook that certain people are unwanted and they will feel it. The controversial deal, part of a new finance bill for 2019, agreed by between the center-right government and the Danish People's Party, a populist right-wing party with anti-immigration policies. They're saying our hope is that people outside Denmark will understand that Denmark is not a very attractive place to seek asylum if you are of a refugee background meaning to cause harm or incite crime.
I hate this. I don't like Danish. Do you like Danish, Frank? I never liked
it. I do. I try to avoid it because it's all empty calories.
Bell wanted Danish, but you know, Maury got the ice pick in the back. No. Oh, that was Goodfellas. I'm sorry.
What is that Goodfellas reference? Yeah. What is
I go to the diner. Bell needs some Danish.
So I tell you, Frank, is this a bad idea? Because
yes!
What?
What is this? The fact that we have to question it, and it's a bad idea. Could you imagine this happening here in America? Could you imagine any president going, we take all the migrants, we round them up, let's find an island that we own and just ship them there? No.
I'm just saying. Frankie, I mean, you know, all right, you want to come here, great, but before you come in here and you want to seek asylum, you will do it in this island. Off the coast of New Jersey.
What is this, Escape from New York? What is this, Escape from New York? We got to send in Snake Plissken, get the Duke. I mean, come on, stop.
But they're doing this in Denmark.
Yes, they're apparently doing it in Denmark. Wow. Apparently the island has to be scrubbed clean, and, you know, there's infectious diseases or whatever. But apparently in 2020, apparently in 2020, about 100 migrants will be shipped there. It's not a big island, apparently it's 2 miles from shore, and they're going to send them there, and that's where they're going to stay.
That I tell you what, that's a story that we're going to hear about. Yep, and you heard it first here on the show. At 8:21 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, Commissioner Bernard Kerik will join us momentarily. What happened with Saudi Arabia? What's going on with Saudi Arabia with this Khashoggi situation now? The senators are saying that the Crown Prince knew about this. It's verified the Crown Prince ordered the hit. Bernie Kerik will break it all down for us on the radio coming up momentarily. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads looking out for you. Island of Misfit Toys?
I know, but that's what it reminds me. In England, didn't they send all the people to Australia, all the bad people, though?
Yeah.
It was
Australia's
criminals.
Not doing
that's
so bad
Australia,
now. I'm just saying.
Australia was a penal colony back in the day,
right.
Yes.
Watch your language, Al. Wait, okay, go ahead.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No, but that's what happened. They were actually people that broke the law.
Yeah, that's correct.
That was different than just
Can we
being...
just go to weather, Deb? Before we go, we're going to get into trouble. One more thing, we get into trouble.
Yeah. I don't want
to
get into trouble.
We go to traffic and weather, please. Come on. We got it.
All right, Joe, we're going to take a ride to the Taconic southbound at Peekskill Hollow Road right into Putnam Valley. Watch for an accident. The right lane is blocked. 684 heading south into exit 8 in Croton Falls. An accident there. And the Palisades Parkway South exit 11 in New City. It's a crash. If you're heading inbound at the GWB, looks like you're still waiting an hour because of earlier problems. Lincoln 45, Holland 45, 21 South, ramp to Route 3 eastbound. Accident is still out there. Bronx River Parkway North at Allerton Ave in the Bronx. It's a car fire, and we're still seeing delays as you head to the RFK Bridge getting into town with a disabled vehicle. Sponsored by Eggland's Best, the best cage-free eggs. Your family will love cage-free eggs, and that means only buying Eggland's Best. More great taste and quality, superior nutrition, too. For cage-free at its best, it's only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Sunny today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher doesn't understand the never-Trumpers.
It's a sickness. This is a sickness. To reject the party of life and of values and everything that we know this country is about because you don't like the way the election turned out in November of 2016. Can you get over it? It's like a bad breakup.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan, got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special, For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, let me tell you about my friend Steve Perillo. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 years. Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Why choose Perillo? I can tell you why you choose Perillo, to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy. But why not listen to some folks who have lived it?
Perillo's been great, first class all the way. It's been such a pleasure.
Perillo basically has handled everything. We didn't have to worry about trying to get hold of tickets or worrying about how to get to one place or another. It makes it so much more relaxing that someone else has planned all this for you. Perillo has done just an excellent job, in my opinion.
Coming with this particular tour has been like having a best friend that was already in Italy.
There it is. Now be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Limit one per household, please. You got to call 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. That's politically incorrect to be playing that song, but we're going to play every politically incorrect song that we can get our hands on. 827 with Joe on the radio. Commissioner Bernie Kerik is a former New York City Corrections and Police Commissioner, author of the novel, by the way, The Grave Above the Grave. And he also spent years working in the Middle East, including in Saudi Arabia. Commissioner Kerik, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Good morning, Joseph.
And happy holidays to you, Bernie. All good in your world, sir.
It's good, except I got a little cold. I'm not going to make Arthur Idala's event this evening, so you can give him my best.
You know what? I have a recital. My daughter has a recital, and I told Arthur already he can't make it. But, so that's two of us down. So I think Frankie Five Boroughs will go, Commissioner, and he'll go on our behalf.
He can go on our behalf, yeah.
I'll drink enough for the three of us.
All right.
Yeah, we know you will, Frankie.
Him and Borelli.
Hey, Commissioner, tell us about the NYPD drones, about that program. Yeah.
Well, listen, I think it's something that's worthwhile. I think we're on the right track. It's something that's beneficial. They can get the spots and get above areas that normally we could not. I don't see a problem with it. I think it's going to be a big help in areas where you have major crowds, the New Year's Eve event, things like that. I think it's good stuff.
Did you have this sort of drone technology when you left the department all those years ago?
Yeah, it was a guy online, like out of a building. That's about it. There were no drones like this.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, yeah. But I like that idea, Bernie. People are going to say, oh, it's an invasion of privacy. But in a city like New York, and to keep the great job.
It's a public area. Yeah, it's not an invasion of privacy. You don't have an expectation of privacy when you're one of 2 million people in Times Square.
Yeah.
I think it's all well and good as long as it's you, right? I think it's fine.
Hey, Commissioner, we want to talk to you about some international affairs, but we love that you're local in Jersey and in New York. Commissioner Esposito, I mean, any thoughts on how the mayor treated Commissioner Esposito, Bernie?
Joe Esposito was the longest reigning chief of department in the history of the NYPD. Major, major respected guy in New York City. Was the chief of department for, I think, more than 12 years or something, became the commissioner of OEM. I'm not sure what happened there. I think they're trying to fix it or they've tried to fix it. But I think it was a major sign of disrespect. And I honestly, Joe, I don't agree with the mayor all the time, but I don't know if this was really the mayor in the beginning. Hmm. I think this was somebody else trying to flex a muscle, if you will. But regardless, Joe Esposito is a man that should be treated with respect. He's done an enormous amount for this city. He took us, he was side by side with me at Ground Zero through the aftermath of 9/11. He stayed on with Ray Kelly until his 63rd birthday. He actually walked out of the building on the day of his birthday, I think, or the day before, and then became the OEM director. So it's, I was really irritated when I heard this news, but hopefully they're going to work it out.
Yeah, and now, Commissioner, during a disciplinary hearing that's getting underway for Daniel Pantaleo, who was the cop involved in the Eric Garner incident. Now, what do you think is in store for him, Bernie?
Well, the way this works is, well, first of all, people have to realize there was no indictment by a grand jury. That was a state grand jury. Criminal investigation was conducted by the DA's office. I think the AG's office, the state AG's office also looked at it, and I think the feds also looked at it. So you probably had three different investigations going on, at the same time, plus the internal affairs investigation of the NYPD. And they turn over their findings to a disciplinary review board, which makes a conclusion or findings, sends it to the police commissioner, and the police commissioner makes a decision on what the discipline should be. Should there be administrative findings? Keep in mind, this is what this is. This is an administrative finding. Did he violate policy and procedure? It has nothing to do with a criminal indictment. I saw things in the news this morning,
right?
He's being indicted in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you about that. Yes, sir.
No. This is a administrative disciplinary hearing, and the findings goes to the police commissioner. Now, I will tell you on a personal note, based on what I've seen, based on what I've heard, I don't see the justification to fire him. But that's going to be up to the PC today, and we'll see.
Do you think they'll make him a scapegoat, Bern?
I hope not. I hope not. The family, the Garner family, had been tortured enough over this. You know, it was a tragic event. Had Garner not resisted arrest, this would have never happened. And people say, well, he was killed because of cigarettes. Well, listen, if you don't like the law, then get your legislators to take it off the books. But when somebody's violating the law and the police tells him he's under arrest, you got to go. You got to go. The cop can't, in the middle of this battle to get him in handcuffs, say, okay, hold up. Never mind. You know what? I'll come back tomorrow because I'm losing this battle. I'll come back tomorrow and get you. It doesn't work like that.
Commissioner Bernard Kerik with us. Bernie, I know you're just always so appreciated by the police. I always say this on the air when we chat, when I walk down the street. When you walk down the street, I say to you, listening with Bernie Kerik, the cops just hold Bernard Kerik in such a reverence and such high regard. But people, I don't know if they're aware, Bernie, of your breadth of experience in internationally in law enforcement, like in Saudi Arabia. This Khashoggi murder, Bernard Kerik. This Khashoggi murder. See, I look at it, Bernie. I mean, this is you and me talking. This is Joe and Bernie talking. They whack somebody. I mean, I think the CIA probably does that once a day. God forgive me. I don't. This is me talking. I don't know. That's a fact. I'm just saying.
I know nothing. I know nothing about
that. I'm just saying, Bernie. You know? Oh my gosh! Now this guy. They're making a big thing of this. The senators now are on top of this. How do you see this playing out, Commissioner?
Okay. First of all, the day it happened, the day after it happened, I said that the Crown Prince had to be involved before anybody knew
yes,
anything.
Yes, you did. Yes,
you don't, did. Yes. You don't have four guys from the Crown Prince's security detail, including his closest confidant. You don't have them leaving Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, flying to Istanbul, walking into an embassy and killing a guy without him knowing and without him signing off on it. Okay, so don't tell me that he was not involved in some way, because that's just stupidity for anybody that knows the region or knows how these guys work. So that's number one. Number two, it's horrendous. However, you're dealing with the Middle East. The brutality and barbarism of what took place, to us, it's insane. To them, that stuff goes on every day, all day long.
Wow.
Over in that region. Okay. Wow. So, you know, you have to realize they were doing stuff that they do. We know we don't like it. We don't agree with it. But the senators that are standing up saying, we have to shut off relationships with Saudi Arabia. We can't talk to them anymore. They got to get rid of this guy, and we're going to do all this stuff. All right. That's political nonsense. They know it, I know it, and everybody that knows them knows it. Because at the end of the day, we can't just, you know, get rid of Saudi Arabia. We need them for the oil issues. We need them for Iran. We need them for counterterrorism. We need them for a whole bunch of stuff that either these guys aren't thinking about or right now they don't give a damn because they're too busy politicking. But at the end of the day, you know, there's not much you can do. There's not much they can do.
Yeah, Commissioner Bernard Kerik. Bernie, your memories, any memories of George H.W. Bush as we lay him to rest today?
Yeah, you know what, Joe? In the 2004 presidential election, I spoke at Madison Square Garden and endorsed George W. Bush. And it was, I got up, I spoke to a major crowd at Madison Square Garden. You know, we had the RNC thing in New York City. And immediately after I spoke, Rudy Giuliani was coming on to speak, and a bunch of aides ran over and they said, the president wants you to sit with him when Rudy speaks.
Hmm.
And I said, oh, okay. I didn't even know he was here.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm thinking George W. And they grabbed me by the arm and they pull me around to this, you know, this cubicle like on the side of the garden. And there sits George H.W. And, he goes, Commissioner, you did a great job. He says, come sit with me. He says, I want you to be here when Rudy speaks.
Wow.
And he was so nice. He was just a sweetheart of a man. You know, and then he wrote me, he sent me a note later. Very, very nice man. Couldn't be more gracious.
He wrote you a note talking about when you. Wow. See, he was noted for that. Gosh, that's nice to hear, Bernie. Hey, Commissioner, always appreciate your input on the show. Listen, feel better, my friend. You know, you can stay home. We'll give Arthur your very best this evening. And Frankie will go and have a couple cocktails on us. But, Commissioner, please come back soon. And we wish you all the merriest of Christmases, Bernie Kerik.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
All right, my brother. Thank you. Commissioner Bernie Kerik right there on AM 970 The Answer. 8:38 right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
31 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio scheduled to meet with a member of the Trump administration today. The mayor's agenda says he's going to spend time with United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson. It's unclear what the two will be speaking about. De Blasio and other city leaders have been urging the federal government to provide more funds to help improve NYCHA. The meeting is closed to the press. The mayor will return to New York following the sit-down. Governor Murphy insists he did not know about a staffer's sexual assault allegations until just before they were made public. Katie Brennan testified at a hearing this week that a handful of Murphy's inner circle members knew for months about a rape accusations against former staffer Al Alvarez. Murphy backed his staff yesterday, saying he has to assume his team was acting under rules and protocols. Brennan says, despite her pleas for justice, Murphy administration officials didn't do anything, and Alvarez went on to be hired to a high-level staff position. He has since resigned, but denies the allegations. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, St. John's remains undefeated. They beat St. Mary's 85-71. Nets outscored by 20 points in the fourth, lost 114-112 to the Thunder. New York will be one of eight teams in the relaunch of the XFL in February of 2020. WWE CEO Vince McMahon bringing back the league, which previously folded in 2001 after just one season, and the New York team will play its games at MetLife Stadium. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks a lot, Al. Let's take it to the Taconic southbound at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley. It's an accident still working there. 684 South Exit 8 getting down through the area of getting down toward Katona. Watch out for that accident. Inbound GWB still about an hour. Lincoln 45 to 50. Outbound Lincoln 10 to 15. Holland 40 in. Let's see what's happening here as you take a ride to 208 South at Utter Ave in Hawthorne. That's a collision. 21 South ramp to 3 eastbound. Accident investigation. 287 South Exit 13 in Bridgewater. Guardrail repairs from an earlier problem, and watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Extra heavy traffic inbound at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's busy at the RFK Bridge getting into town. A disabled vehicle there as well. Whitestone Bridge is still very busy getting into Queens. Checking in on the forecast, mostly sunny today, high of 42. Sunny tomorrow, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on Piscopo in the Morning, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 841-877-970-2999. I would love to tell you, if I may, about Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. You don't got to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes right now. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 8:46, all right? Guess what time it is now? Can you do the math quickly in your head? I know you can. It's 8:41. Oh, look at that. I'll give you the 8:46. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, you hear me saying this. This is the morning you call, all right? 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. What do you get? A free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. Free oil change and a free filter. You just got to say, Joey sent me. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. You have to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. You will love the largest indoor automobile showroom in New Jersey, right there, Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella, 0% APR financing. He can offer you up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Are you kidding me? This is a great, I love telling you about, and I love telling you about Iggy. Iggy's a great human being. And then Johnny and Chris and Alex himself and Wendy, this is a great team. It's like a family. They will treat you like family. And now you have this special deal. This comes from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.
Relieffactor.com.
Do you struggle with sluggishness, low energy? You already know the name Relief Factor and its tremendous reputation. I am proud to introduce to you Relief Factor Energy. Relieffactorenergy.com. You'll be able to order this amazing product that I've been trying. I keep it with me wherever I go. I often take a 2-capsule serving once, maybe twice a day. Listen, when my energy starts to drop off, I don't want to, you know, spend a bunch of money with all the calories and the sugar of one of those energy drinks. This product, Relief Factor Energy, is amazing. It's 100% drug-free. It's a great blend of nutrients designed to improve performance and alertness when you need it. Without the sugar, the empty calories, no jitters like coffee and those really expensive energy drinks. In fact, it's about 66 cents a serving, just 2 capsules. You can keep a bottle at home, in the car, wherever you go. Go to ReliefFactorEnergy.com and learn all about this amazing product. You're going to love it like I do. ReliefFactorEnergy.com.
Here's Mike Gallagher. Mike comes up 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Don't forget 8:44 with Joe on the radio right now, telling you about Plaza College. I had a great sit down dinner with Chuck Callahan at Plaza College. What a great guy! You know, the Callahan family has been they created Plaza College. You know, back in 1916, it's been around since. And Chuck told me about this court reporter situation. I said, "Tell me about that, Chuck." You have no idea. There are 5,000. This is according to the National Court Reporters Association. There's like 5,000 job openings for court reporters. Did you know? And I know about court reporters because I tell you about my poppy. Where I go, see that gal? That's the one that has all of the, she transcribes everything in the courtroom. And when everybody needs to know anything about what went on at that case, they go to that person. And that's the way it happens today still. And also closed captioning. People who do court reporting can also do closed captioning. The words that come across your TV screen, they are actually typed out by real live people, you know. Now, first you have to know how to type on a machine called a steno writer. Okay, so stay with me on this if you would. The National Court Reporters Association free program is called A to Z, and it is being hosted at Plaza College this month to introduce you to the writer and to the steno alphabet. Great opportunity to learn about court reporting and captioning to see if it's right for you. You can call Plaza College at 718-509-6399, or please visit plazacollege.edu.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
Creepy.
Stopped off at the North Pole.
Creepy.
To spend a holiday.
Creepy.
I called on dear old Santa Claus just to see what I could see. And you know, he took me to his workshop and he told his plans to me. So you better watch out and you better not cry and you better not pout.
You're going to be so sick of Christmas music by the time Christmas comes along if you listen to this show. Burl Ives, thank you very much. And happy Hanukkah, by the way, as well. Let me go to Harold on the phone. Harold, good morning. Always appreciate you calling the show. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm an African-American male, retired police officer, and I'm tired of this immigration nonsense. When I listen to these pundits on TV, none of them live in the areas where these people are going to end up. I'm quite sure they're not moving to Zuckerberg's neighborhood. I watched Geraldo Rivera on TV last night. Oh, we should have compassion for illegal immigrants. Well, has he walked around Cleveland to the black neighborhoods and see what they look like?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that we have to deal with who's going to pay for these people.
I know.
Who's going to pay for them? Me and you, taxpayers.
You're right, Harold. I appreciate it. Harold, thank you for your service, by the way, as a police officer. Appreciate it. And I hear you're fired up because all of us have compassion in our heart. And I know it's frustrating because you say you want to welcome everybody. We can't. I can't pay for any more people. I pay for more people. The taxes, when I see, when your paycheck, the New York City taxes, right? The New York State taxes. And then Jersey, we are slammed. The politicians have no idea. They don't care. They just don't care that we have to struggle. The property taxes in New York and New Jersey. And then they turn around to Harold's point and they go, you got to let these people in. Did you see the numbers that we pay? And this goes by. It's like billions of dollars. And in New Jersey alone, there's hundreds of millions of dollars spent every year on immigrants. And then the governor, who's a nice guy, and he means well, I guess, but he why? And see, this sounds racist when you say this. Why are the illegals getting free college? And why do I have to slave and work constantly so my daughter could go to school? And I don't get any help at all. And that's not fair. And Harold, you're right on the money. So it's not a racist situation. We accept everybody. We really do. And we want everybody to come to America. But and I'll take it a step further. And I've said it once and I'll say it a thousand times, because my dream is, my hope is, that people will listen in the right places and do something about this. Is when you are going to help the border, you're going to go down to the border, and then you're going to worry about the caravan, which was a political march, was a political parade to come up and go against this administration. That's all that they had nothing to do with helping. There was no humanitarian effort there. I don't care what you say. You can never convince me that wasn't a political parade to take down this president, to affect this president. That's all that was. They don't get, and they want the votes, so they're going to let the illegals in. What about the people in the inner cities of the United States? How many times do I have to say this? If you walk through some of the great areas of Patterson, a great town. Patterson is a great town. You walk through there. And how about in Oakland? How about in East St. Louis? How about the south side of Chicago? So I suggest this, because I could whine and I complain, and we could talk about it, and we could say, why do they do this? Why do they do that? I would suggest, and I had this conversation yesterday, that maybe the president reaches out to Barack Obama, sits down and says, Barack, look, we got to tackle the folks before we help everybody at the border. And we're going to work that out. But before we do that, can we help out Americans first? Stressed Americans who can't pay their bills, who are getting entitlement programs, who should have jobs. Can you help me go to Nike and bring jobs into Patterson and Oakland and in East St. Louis? Can you help me go to New Orleans and help these high crime areas and create jobs? Let's go to Tim Cook. I'm telling, can you imagine that, Debbie Duhaime, if the president reached out and that, and I think they're afraid, I'm sure the Obama folks would be afraid that they would hurt their base, and the Donald Trump folks would be afraid they hurt their base. It is time to come together. It is time to think America first. And stop with the accusations and why they're reaching out to everybody. And you know what it is, Deb? I think it's a distraction, because they don't want to deal with the problems at hand. That's just Jersey Joe's humble little take on everything. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm reading this book by Sister Margarita, The Fighting Nun.
Oh, she's
story.
The best. She's
Do you
the
know
best.
You're in the book? I'm here. I'm reading it last night. And all of a sudden, I get to page 141, and it's all about Joe Piscopo.
I didn't know that.
You emceed an event. You were the master of ceremony, and you sang to her, Sister Margarita. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes! Reading.
Yeah, yeah, and it was just great. You're in there about two or three pages.
Sister Margarita Marchione is legendary. She is an astute scholar, and she helped. She knows everything about how the Catholic Church indeed helped the people flee from the Holocaust. She understands that better than anybody, and so we honored her. And I did instead of the Macarena. I did the Margarita. And I had nuns dancing with me on stage. I tell you, she put that in the book, Debbie?
Oh, yeah, you're on page 141 to about 143.
Sister Margarita. And I had the nuns doing the Macarena. Only I could get away with that. Oh!
That's I just smiled ear to ear. I'm reading it. Oh, all about Joe. She's got the whole verses, all the verses there and everything. Fabulous.
She's the best. Oh, thanks, Deb. 851, Deb's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it out to the northern state. Try to dance through the traffic here as you get out toward New Hyde Park Road. It's an accident waiting for you there. You're still seeing some delays on the LIE westbound out by Horse Block Road, but they finally cleaned up an accident there. Expect stop-and-go traffic as you head over to that eastbound Gowanus. It's still very busy heading up toward the Prospect, the RFK Bridge getting into town. It looks like some earlier problems still being cleared. It's a disabled truck. And the West Side Highway North at 125th Street, a collision there as well. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln about an hour in, and we're seeing volume out at the Lincoln as well. Holland Tunnel, that's 45 minutes getting into town. 208 getting down toward Utter Ave and Hawthorne, a collision there. And traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to the southbound Taconic as you get down through Putnam Valley with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
How can I protect my family if something happens to me?
What if I need to go to a nursing home? What will happen to our savings, our home? What's the best way to give my home to my kids?
Who will help us take care of Grandpa?
These and many other questions can be answered with a phone call to Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, one of New York Magazine's top lawyers, has over 30 years of estate planning and elder law experience. Mike and his team of professionals will help you protect your assets from probate, taxes, and nursing home costs so you can have peace of mind knowing you and your family will be taken care of and protected.
I'm Mike Connors, founder of Connors & Sullivan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. The time to plan is now.
I'm Beth Connors. Call today for a free initial consultation with one of our experienced lawyers.
Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or connorsandsullivan.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 8:55, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Did you send your Capalbos gift basket yet? If you would be so kind to go to CapalbosOnline.com, you're going to see some spectacular gift baskets. Towers, gourmet gift baskets, champagne, awesome fruit, wine. I love Capalbos. It's like more like a personal thing. And if you're listening around the country, you could also go to CapalbosOnline.com. And you'll see this is like local for Joe, for me. This is like from the neighborhood. They are at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. They've been a tri-state iconic kind of institution. Capalbos has for 110 years. Family owned. And when I sat down and I broke bread with the Capalbo family, we talked about how the family came from Italy and they made baskets when they came here. Now they are an international business. Everybody knows Capalbos. It's legendary. And, you know, when I went over there and I went over to Allwood Road in Clifton and I saw how the good folks there work, it's the same way. When they first came to the country, they make the baskets by hand. It is just a beautiful thing. And I have sent out already, I think I'm up to 5 Capalbo baskets. And you know what I did? I put Joe 970 in. Boom! I got 10% off my order. I used my own promo code. It works. I'm telling you. So if you would, you want to check out Capalbos Online. It's CapalBos, CapalbosOnline.com. Now you could call them 800-252-6262. It's an 800 toll-free number. 252-252-6262. You got to check out these amazing baskets from Capalbos. Use that promo code Joe970 at checkout. You save 10% off your order. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbos.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. There. Is this Macarena? Oh, I love it. Here we go. Now we're moving. Hey, John is in for Joe Lumberg. Hey, John, how you doing? How's weather this morning?
Well, it's a little on the chilly side, but we do have a good deal of sunshine, so it will be dry today, but remaining cold. No better than 40 for the high this afternoon.
All right. How? What's the high?
Only getting up to 40, so pretty chilly.
Holding like that for the next couple of days, you're saying, huh?
If anything, it might be a little colder as we head into tomorrow and the weekend. Highs only in the upper 30s tomorrow and Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, the coldest day, 34 the high Saturday afternoon, barely cracking the freezing mark.
All right, John, thank you so much. Piscopo in the morning, a couple of minutes away from 9 o'clock. You know, I see the phone calls. We can take the phone calls when we come back. It's 877-970-2999. So funny. Sister Margarita Marchione. She's a legendary Italian-American nun who was just a true scholar, and we honored her, yes. And I did, said, Sister Margarita, I did the Macarena, and I had nuns with me on the stage. It was at an event, I think, for some religious institution, and we got away with it. So thanks for bringing that up, Debbie. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what? We're coming right back at you. Please don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
31 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two dozen Amazon workers are recovering after an aerosol can of bear attack repellent leaked at a distribution warehouse. Officials say a can was damaged Wednesday when it fell off a shelf, causing it to leak strong fumes in an area of the Robbinsville facility that was contained. More than 50 workers reported difficulty breathing and a burning sensation in their throat and eyes. 24 workers were taken to the hospital. One of them is listed in serious condition. A Brooklyn Deli customer is unlikely to give the eatery a good Yelp review. The customer apparently got very angry over a bagel order late last month at High Mango Flushing Avenue Deli in Bushwick. Cell phone video shows the man irate and throwing merchandise, causing a worker to suffer minor injuries. Cops trying to track down the angry customer. In sports, St. John's remains undefeated. They beat St. Mary's 85-71.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.